You're tuned in to Give It a Rest, the podcast where we're giving tough love truths for the sisterhood. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, certified friendship expert and author of the book, Give It a Rest, The Case for Tough Love Friendships. And when it comes to misunderstandings and complications within our female friendships, I am here to help you through it. The spread of coronavirus has us all at home on lockdown. And while the initial social distancing mandate made many introverts everywhere the world over rejoice, now we're starting to get a little cabin fever and miss our friends. But how are we supposed to stay socially connected when we're not allowed to physically be together? Today, I'm giving you six creative, out-of-the-box ideas of fun things you can do to still feel like your friends are right there by your side. So I'm going to tell you to open your mind. And when you share these ideas with your friends, tell them to open their minds because it could be the most fun you ever had. So we're going to jump right in. Tip number one, try virtual workouts. So this is for those of us who are really strict with our regimen, and even for those of us who haven't been to the gym in a while. But right now, as you could imagine, gyms are on lockdown. So how are you supposed to stay fit and connect with your workout buddy? Virtual workouts might be the answer. So find a program that highlights free daily workouts. And a lot of businesses are coming out right now and giving things for free, knowing that people are staying at home and finances are being greatly affected by this situation. So once you find a program that works for you or a handful of workouts, email them to your friend. Then pick two times during the day when you'll FaceTime each other to do the workouts in your home together. But here's the thing, no chit chat. So no getting on and talking about the day and priming yourself to jump into the routine. You just hop on and then you go for it. To make it more fun, you could alternate choosing the music that you squat to. So maybe the first time you do your workout together, you get to pick the music that blasts in the background. The next time you work out together that day, she gets to pick. But it's just something to kind of keep things fun, keep you active, keep you moving, and keeping you connected the whole time through. The second idea is to host a virtual happy hour. So I suggest you invite three of your favorite girlfriends, and I say three because any more than that could get a little crowded. Pour your favorite drink and then link up on an app like Zoom, which is a virtual space to chat and hold meetings. And then social gatherings are more interesting when there are like fun and unusual rules that you have to abide by. So make a drink required to join. And for your abstaining friends, your sober friends, they can bring a drink too, just non-alcoholic. And then I suggest that you create a hard end time so that it feels more like an event and not just like your everyday chit chat. So make it feel fun and different and new. And as the hostess of the virtual happy hour, make sure that you're ready to kind of keep the conversation flowing if things lull a little bit. The third tip for staying connected when you have to practice social distancing is to try a virtual cooking class. So while the grocery stores may be totally out of toilet paper, they've still got some of your favorite kitchen needs on lock. So I suggest you look up a recipe with a friend, and it's really not that complicated. In fact, recipes.com is a good place to start. Or you can also follow my friend Mel Santel on Instagram. That's M-E-L-S-A-N-T-E-L-L, who makes cooking look really good. And I mean that figuratively and literally. The pictures are beautiful. And find a recipe that you and your friend can both agree on and one that caters to your varying chef styles. Like, I would be a novice, so I maybe can't do this with a girl who's like a super chef. What you do once you have your recipe is you FaceTime each other while you make it. So this activity is best for recipes that are no more than like 30 minutes to make, because you don't want to be hanging on the phone for too long. And the whole point is to kind of make it, like to go through the process together. And then when you're finished, you sit back, you enjoy the meal that you quote unquote made together. The next social tip is to have a spiritual partnering. So if you already practice daily devotionals, This could be something to make things more interesting. Download the Bible app if you don't already have it, and then invite a friend to download it with you. This app has certain features on it that allows you to read along with other people and to choose a select passage that you read with a friend every day. And it even includes questions for discussion. So maybe you each read it on your own time, but then you link up in the evening to go over the discussion questions and how you're applying the passage that you read together. It's just a way to kind of keep spiritual accountability during this time and to also kind of pray with, talk to, and share with a friend at the same time. The next social activity that you can do with friends while you're holed up in your house is to play director's commentary. So I remember when DVDs were big, there was always the regular edition and then there was the director's commentary portion. And when you selected this option, and it might still be a thing, it allows the director to talk while you're watching the movie to kind of give you behind the scenes commentary and tell you his or her thoughts during the time of filming. So you guys can play this game together. I suggest you choose an episode of a show that is new to you both and watch it together on like Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix is a favorite. And while you watch it, give real-time live commentary throughout. So you might react in real time as you're watching it together. When my husband and I were first dating, we were watching that show Lost. Even though it had ended like years before, I think, but we watched the show Lost together, but we lived 45 minutes away from each other. So we literally would be like, okay, 1, 2, 3, go, and press play at the same time and watch it live in real time so we can share raw reactions with each other. And now that I think about that, it felt really corny at the time, but it was so fun. And now it's just time to bring that back. So of course you can only do this with a friend who doesn't mind that you talk during shows and movies, because not everybody's going to be about that life. But the element of exploration and discovery keeps excitement in friendships. So that's why I suggest you choose a new show and you watch the first episode together. That way it's new and fresh to you both. And it's like you're discovering a new favorite at the same time, which is exciting. It keeps you connected and it keeps things fresh. And then finally, my last suggestion for staying social during social distancing is to host a virtual book or podcast club. So let me explain. I've been hosting a really fun book club for women of color for the past 4 years. And no matter what's going on with our lives, we commit to seeing each other once a month and carving out that time to chat. But the cool thing about it is it forces us to read during the month too, which makes me carve out time for myself, self-care, to find alone time to read through a book. So not all of these strategies have to be things that you do immediately. We kind of have to think a little ahead, especially because we don't know how long we'll be practicing social distancing. So don't be afraid to think ahead and think a little bit long term, because we don't know how long we're going to be on the inside. So here's how you do a virtual book club. You pick a book to read together with a couple friends or a lot of friends, and you choose a date to chat about it. So with all this inside time, it could be fun to get back into reading for leisure, which is only made better by having people to talk about your book with. So you pick a date, and then on that date, you go again on an app like Zoom, and you guys chat through all the exciting parts of the book, or even vent about how awful it was and how much you hated it, because sometimes that can be just as fun. You can also do this with a podcast. And I got this idea from a woman named Tiffany Ellis, who runs podcasts and PR. And what they do is they host these sessions across the country where they encourage women to listen to a particular podcast episode, and then they physically come together and they talk about it. She brings experts in, and it's a really good time. And I definitely encourage you to check her out on Instagram, and I'll be sure to drop her information in the show notes. But you can do the same thing. So if a book takes way too much time for you, pick a podcast series or a single podcast episode. Listen to it on your own time, but pre-select a day and time to come together and to chat about the episode. That way you can read or listen to your book or your podcast at your own pace, but still remain connected, knowing that you'll soon meet up virtually, of course, to chat through it. So those are some ways to kind of keep your friendship fresh while you've got cabin fever, and also kind of maybe bring a little shot of excitement to the friendship, because sometimes we get so used to going to our same after work spot, our favorite brunch spot, and we need to switch things up. And maybe this is an opportunity to get creative and do some really cool things. So what I want you to do is try these things out and let me know how it goes. We have a group on Facebook called the Give It a Rest Podcast After Party, where we kind of chat through with each other our thoughts on the varying episodes. And here's this. I am going to host one of these sessions live next week. So I am going to pick one of these and I'll let you know in the Facebook group, and we are all going to do it together. So let's say you're listening to these ideas right now and you're like, oh, that sounds fun, but I don't really have a friend group like I used to right now. I don't have people to do this with. I got you. So I'll be hosting something next week. The details will be in the Facebook group later this week. And I hope that you join me, because it's going to be a good time. So kind of see it as a friendship thing, but also a networking thing, because you're going to meet some new women and we're all in the same boat. It'll be fun. So be sure to continue to follow us on Instagram at Give It A Rest Movement, or you can listen to me run my mouth over at Girl Give It A Rest on Instagram. And as always, you can read the research articles to kind to keep you up to date on the latest friendship practices at giveitarestmovement.com. Y'all be safe out there. If you found today's episode helpful, or if you're like, girl, I feel personally attacked, either way, come and tell me about it over at the Give It A Rest Podcast After Party. It's a group on Facebook where we're sharing our experiences, our reflections on the episode, and then updating each other whenever we go and put the strategies into practice with our real live friends. So I'll be over there rooting for you, and I'll also be giving you your weekly friendship tips over at Give It A Rest Movement on Instagram. So until the next episode, go out there and create, nurture, and fight for your female friendships, because we need each other. See you soon.